I want to help other people. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I want to help other people. We look at life and we see all the things that are going on, and we think, gee, it'd be so nice to help other people. It'd be so nice to help other people to enjoy more of life, to enjoy a richer life, a fuller life, more health and more happiness and harmony. It'd be so nice to help other people. And in the process, we have forgotten that the best teacher is example. Now we have an opportunity of living our lives and being fantastic, being outstanding in everything we do, just enjoying ourselves and being really amazing. I walk from the Hermitage to the monastery and I have to go up a hill. And I go up this hill, which is pretty steep, and I think to myself, that hill's pretty steep. And so it's puff, puff, puff. And then other days I walk up that hill and I don't think about the hill, I'm thinking about something else. I don't even notice the hill is there. And I don't go puff, 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 and I don't do anything because I'm not paying attention to it. And when I go down the hill, like last night, the hill was wet and slippery, and the dirt was all muddy, and I could easily slip here and slip there. And so I was thinking, gee, the rain has stopped, but now it's all soaked in the ground, it's muddy and slippery, and the hill could be slippery.
That's so.
And then I thought of something else. I thought, gee, Rex is so sure-footed. He does everything so sure-footed. He walks with such a sureness of his feet. I forgot about the hill being muddy for me. I was just thinking about the hill being sure for him, and I walked down the hill without slipping or sliding or slopping in anything, and it was just so beautiful that I just walked down the hill. You know, and when I got to the house, I didn't have any mud on my shoes at all. And it was other days I have when I was thinking about it. But it just reminds me so strongly that whatever we think about, that's what we have in our life. Whatever we think about, that's what. So, if I say, I'd like to help somebody. Who's wanting help? Me. If I see the world needing help, I need help. Because I don't see the world needing help when I don't need help. When I'm walking down that hill thinking about Rex being so sure-footed, I don't even think of myself being slippery-footed. When I walk up that hill and I think of something else than walking up the hill, I'm just off into all sorts of wonderful thoughts. I don't even think the hill is there. I don't even think that a puff, puff up the hill. You see, always I create a world about me as a reflection of me. I mean, it's so obvious. It happens in so many circumstances, and I don't pay attention to it, but I should. But every time I think I should help somebody, I think, whoa, where's my consciousness? Where's my consciousness? What should my consciousness be? Rhetorically questioned, I ask you. Where should my consciousness be? Where should my consciousness be? Rhetorically asked. Where should my consciousness be? My consciousness should be on how happy I am. And then I look at that person who is unhappy, and I see them with my happy eyes, and I cannot see them unhappy. I really can't. I really cannot see anything outside of me that I don't see inside of me. So, it's sort of a lesson to me. There's nobody out there to help unless I'm helping myself. And I don't want to do that. I want to know that it's already done, that it's already complete. I did not puff walking up the hill because I didn't think about puffing walking up the hill. I had some other thought in my mind. Stupid! I mean, how obvious can it be? You walk up a hill and you're thinking about all sorts of things. Oh, yeah, sure. You take your sweetheart's hand and you walk up a mountain. And you don't think anything about the mountain. You don't think anything about the hill. You don't think anything about what you're doing. You're just walking. You're in paradise. You could walk and walk and walk forever up the hill. And you wouldn't tire at all because you're thinking of your sweetheart. Now, this is what we do, isn't it? This is what we do. We're thinking of the problem, and so then the life is a problem for us. When we're thinking of happiness and solutions and joy, then life is a joy and a happiness and a solution for us. This is what we want to do. This is how we want to live our life. This is how we want to be. Now, can you be that way? Can you be that way? Can you constantly remind yourself, stop thinking about the hill?
Yes.
Start thinking about something else. I mean, you're walking up the hill. You know how to do that. You don't have to think about that. One foot in front of the other. So, and when you're doing anything else in life, you just do it one foot after the other. Now, John comes to you and says, I need some money. And you say, John, you're smart enough to get a job for yourself. You're smart enough to go earn a living. You're smart enough to do this. John, you're smart enough not to beg from me because I'm not going to give to you. Well, that's all bad stuff. That's all bad news. The moment John, in the first place, don't create John coming to you asking for money. But in the second place, create John abundant. Create John enjoying money. And if you create John enjoying money, you're enjoying money. Every time you create anybody else enjoying something wonderful, you are enjoying it. Every time you create yourself thinking about something other than walking up the hill, you don't puff. You don't walk up the hill with a puff. I go up and down the side of the mountain here every morning, and some mornings I puff. And I think to myself, why am I puffing? I mean, I do this every day. Every day, 365 days out of the year, virtually, when I'm home, I walk up and down these hillsides, and I don't think a thing about it. Why am I puffing? Well, I'm puffing because I think I should be puffing. And so then, all of a sudden, Rex does something silly. And he runs after a rabbit, or he does something. And I forget all about puffing. I forget all about myself and my energy and whatever it is. And I look, and I'm watching, and I'm walking even a little faster. And I'm not even puffing at all. But the thing is, my consciousness was not on it. If my consciousness is on the fact the hill is tough, then I will puff. If my consciousness is on Rex going off to chase a rabbit, or maybe finding an international traveler and routing him out from behind a bush, and say, good morning, you know, enjoy your trip. I don't feel any... That international traveler doesn't need breakfast from me. He doesn't need to have a glass of water. He doesn't need to have me even recognize that he's there. He wants to be invisible. So I treat him invisible. Once Rex routes him out and I see him, I don't even pay attention to him. I walk along as though he's not even there, as though he's not even walking along with his family and his friends coming to America to get a job and enjoy themselves. I don't even see that. That's not my job. That's not my life, my work. I'm not a border vigilante. That's not my purpose. I don't need to be in trouble with other people's lives. I just am in harmony with my own life. So, he wants to be invisible, so be it. I'm learning how to be invisible. You know, I walk along as though I don't even see him, and he walks along as though he doesn't even see me. Because, in fact, we don't see each other. We turn our attention away from each other. Life is really quite wonderful when you realize that it's just the simple little things like that where you take charge and you see how it demonstrates. And what would happen if we did it in the big things? What would happen if we did it in there now is peace on earth and it began with me? How about that? The United States government is one of the most sound governments in the world. It is fiscally sound. It is financially sound. It is sound with every other way, in every possible way. We have the best president in the world. We have the best government in the world. We have the best people in the world, you know. And we want for nothing. We enjoy everything. But as a people, we open our eyes and look at the rest of the world and see the rest of the world enjoying everything that we're enjoying. We see the rest of the world enjoying abundance, enjoying harmony, enjoying peace, enjoying love, enjoying right action, enjoying truth. See, just like we are. Now, is that so hard?
Mm-mm.
No, but it takes a dedicated purpose to do that. When you listen to any news broadcast or anything telling about the world and its problems, you know, I have a dear friend, Mary Willett, up in Minneapolis. And Mary is a retired nurse and a retired psychological nurse. And she has always been into the interesting things of the past. And she likes to send me little tidbits that say, "Remember when?" Well, who cares? I mean, yes, Mary, that's lovely. Yes, that's charming. Yes, that's interesting. But right now, I live in a world that is so fantastic, that is so joyous, that is so wonderful, that is so magnificent, that is so exciting, that for me to think when gas was 17 cents a gallon, big deal. Bread was so much too, and other things were so much too. Comparatively, everything was exactly the way it is now. Oh, we have gas prices that run up to $4 an hour, $4 a gallon, and we have them down to $1.69 a gallon and $2, and zip, 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 zip. So what? Where is our consciousness? Our consciousness is doing that. Do we have enough fuel on the face of the earth to take care of us for the next umpty-dump years? And if we don't have the fuel, will we create new fuel?
Oh, yes.
Will we stop having gasoline cars and start having electric cars that run off the power of the sun? You know? Will we create all these other wonderful things? Sure we will. And windmills, you know? And using the power of the tides of the ocean? Oh, we're doing all sorts of interesting things. And why not? Why not? And if we go through a time where we use up all the gas in our tank, well, then we have to use something else, don't we? If we're up on the mountainside and we have no more gas in our tank and there's no way to get to town to get some gas, well, we do without it, don't we? Mm-hmm. And we survive perfectly well. And if we cannot cook our meal over an electric stove or over a gasoline-powered stove or over a kerosene stove, we do it over a wood fire. Or we eat foods that don't have to be cooked. Now, think of our ancestors. Long before they found fire, they ate things that didn't have to be cooked. And they lived. They didn't live well because they were out in the weather. They didn't protect themselves. They didn't mentally protect themselves, you know. They mentally lived in fear of the saber-toothed tiger or whatever else was around the corner. And you're mentally living in fear of the tax collector or in fear of the people who collect money for bread. That's called the shopkeepers, you know. You go in there and you have to pay money for these things. Well, don't. You're infinitely supplied. You are independently wealthy. Say these things, know these things, enjoy these things, and live these things. And when you are enjoying and living and saying these things, you don't judge yourself or anybody else. You just be yourself and have fun. And that's the way I think it should be. And so it is when I walk up the hill without a puff. I'm being myself and having fun, and I forgot all about puffing. Have a lovely day, a lovely morning, a lovely world. And remember, I love you eternally.
I love you eternally.
I love you.